The latest world sport from the BBC now with me, Chris Mitchell, coming up.
And the referee, the Portuguese referee, will surely blow, and he does, and it's over. Fiorentina are through at the expense of Liverpool. It's a crushing blow for Liverpool. Their Champions League hopes are in tatters.
Liverpool are out of the European Champions League, but Fiorentina celebrate. Barcelona ease their worries and Arsenal win their group. Elsewhere, there's a record for India's cricketers as they look ahead to the second day in Kanpur. And it's Federer who beats Murray at the World Tour Finals in London. Let's start with the football, though, and with the European Champions League. Italy's Fiorentina will join Lyon in the last 16, which means the five times European champions Liverpool are out. Their 1-0 win over Debrecen in Hungary was irrelevant after Fiorentina beat Lyon 1-0 in Florence, from where the BBC's David Oates reports.
Fiorentina made it into the last 16 of the Champions League for the first time in a decade, but they made much heavier weather of it than strictly necessary. Santana and Gilardino both hit the post within the opening minutes, but the Peruvian Juan Vargas calmed Italian nerves by converting a penalty after Marchionne was fouled. He should have wrapped up matters, but squandered a chance when clean through, and Fiorentina were then left to live nervously at the end as Lyon's substitutes Lissandro, Edison and Delgado almost turned the tide.
In Budapest, David Ngoe scored for Liverpool early in the first half to give them a 1-0 win over Debrecen, but it leaves them third in the group with 7 points. It means they'll now play in the Europa League. Despite the win, it felt like a defeat for their manager Rafa Benitez.
We had to win our game, we couldn't control the other game. And at the end, okay, we are out of the Champions League, but I think that if you analyze all the games, just the first half against Fiorentina, we didn't play at the level. And after we could beat Lyon, or we could score against Fiorentina too. So really disappointed because, yes, two late goals and we are paying for this.
Fears that Barcelona could be eliminated proved unfounded. They went to the top of their group after beating Inter 2-0 at the Nou Camp. And there's every chance that the outsiders from Romania, Unirea, could make the last 16. Martin Fuchs has the details from groups F and G.
Barcelona left Lionel Messi and Zlatan Ibrahimovic on the bench against Inter because of doubts about their fitness. In the event, they didn't need either of their star strikers, as the cup holders won 2-0 and knocked Inter off the top of Group F. Goals in the first 26 minutes by Gerard Piqué and Pedro Rodriguez decided the match. Samuel Eto'o got a warm reception on his return to the Nou Camp with Inter and felt he should have had a penalty when barged over by Dani Alves, but Jose Mourinho's Italian champions rarely threatened. There was good news for Barcelona even before kick-off. Rubin Kazan and Dinamo Kiev drew 0-0 in an early kick-off in snowy conditions in Tatarstan. The best effort was a scissor kick from Dominguez, which brought a sensational save from Shovkovsky in the Dinamo goal. So, Barcelona top the group with 8 points, Inter and Rubin Kazan have 6, Dinamo Kiev 5. They all have a chance of qualification going into the final round of matches on December the 9th. And talking of big matches on that day, VfB Stuttgart at home to Unirea Erzincani should be a cracker. If Stuttgart win, they'll qualify. Any other result will put the little-known Romanians into the last 16. Unirea are second at the moment with 8 points, having just won 1-0 at home to the group leader Sevilla, who'd already qualified. An own goal by Dragutinovic decided the match. Stuttgart, however, went to 6 points after they beat Rangers 2-0 in Glasgow with goals by Sebastian Rudy and Zdravko Kuzmanovic. It's winner takes all in 2 weeks' time.
A 2-0 win for Arsenal at home to Standard Liège put them through as the winners of Group H. Reporting from the Emirates, the BBC's Simon Brotherton.
It's 10 years running now that Arsenal have reached the knockout stages, and they've done it this season with a game to spare. Samir Nasri and Danielson scored the goals, both in the last 10 minutes of the first half. Danielson's a long-range beauty as he celebrated his return to the side after injury. Standard Liège were hanging on at times. It might have been more than two at the break, but they did hit the woodwork once in each half before ending the match with 10 men. Carcela Gonzalez sent off for thrusting his head forward at Cesc Fabregas late on. The only negative for Arsenal, they lost both William Gallas and Kieran Gibbs to injury before the end.
And Arsenal have confirmed that their defender Kieran Gibbs has broken a bone in his left foot. He'll have an operation on Wednesday. A goalless draw between Olympiacos and AZ Alkmaar in the Netherlands means that the Greek side need just a point from their final match at home to Standard Liège to join Arsenal in the last 16. Well, next to cricket here on the BBC World Service and to Dunedin, where play is well and truly underway on the second day of the first test between New Zealand and Pakistan. New Zealand resumed the day on 276 for 6. At lunch, they'd moved on to 375 for 7. Let's get the latest from the ground now. Here's Brian Waddle.
Just one over since lunch, and it's 378 for 7, so 102 runs added in the day. But the morning session, or the first session, belonged very much to the New Zealand batsmen. They added 99 runs with McCullum out just on the stroke of lunch for 78. That completed a 164-run partnership between he and Vittori, who continues along on 86. He's been joined by Shane Bond, who's on 2. The wicket of McCullum was a perfect delivery from Umar Gull, a fast, in-swinging Yorker that took out middle stump and sent McCullum back when really a century was beckoning for the New Zealand wicketkeeper. So he was out for 78 in that very good partnership for 164. It's become quite gloomy here now at University Oval in Dunedin, and the possibility of some rain threatens, but New Zealand comfortably positioned at 379 for 7, Vittori 86, Bond 2.
Thanks, Brian. Brian Waddle reporting for you. India's opening batsman, Virender Sehwag, says his side will aim to reach at least 700 when they resume on the second day of the second test against Sri Lanka in Kanpur. India are well placed, restarting on 417 for 2. Here's the BBC's Chris Florence.
If the pitch continues to be flat and the Sri Lanka bowlers struggle, as they did on the first day, then a huge target is firmly in India's sights. Sehwag and his partner Gautam Gambhir took full advantage of the conditions with their blistering opening stand of 233. Gambhir, who made 167, becoming only the third Indian player to score hundreds in 4 successive test matches. It prompted Sehwag, who scored 131, to predict that his partner could be as good as the great Sunil Gavaskar. Well, that's in the future. For the present, India will be seeking to build with Rahul Dravid on 85 and Sachin Tendulkar on 20, their third wicket stand already worth 47. The pitch continues to pose problems for the bowlers, although the 2 wickets to fall so far, both to the spin of Muthiah Muralitharan.
Next to tennis, and the world number one, Roger Federer, beat Britain's Andy Murray in 3 sets at the World Tour Finals here in London. Federer's win means he'll end the year as the world's top-ranked player for a 5th time.
Well, obviously that was one of my big goals for this season, and it's one of the greatest performances, you know, I think I've achieved, you know. Seeing also what happened, you know, off the court, getting married, having, you know, twin girls, and reaching all 4 major finals, and, you know, playing so well at the most important moments has been the key this year, and staying healthy, you know, and especially after having a rough 2008 and coming back this year and being able to dominate and play at the top when depth in tennis is so great at the moment. I think it's a wonderful achievement, and of course now that it's official, it's a wonderful feeling.
Well, in the earlier match in Group A, the US Open champion Juan Martin Del Potro of Argentina beat Spain's Fernando Verdasco 6-4, 3-6, 7-6. The result leaves Federer at the top of Group A with 2 wins. Murray is in second place with 1 win and 1 defeat. The former Renault team boss Flavio Briatore has asked the French court to overturn his life ban from Formula One in the wake of the race-fixing scandal at last year's Singapore Open. Liverpool are out of the European Champions League. That's our top story. Lyon and Fiorentina are through to the last 16.